Now, moving on to our next subject, we turn to the assassination of Hamas's leader Mahmoud al-Mabhouh in Dubai, as many, including Dubai officials, now have blamed Israel for the killing. No one has been caught or charged with the murders, even though the alleged murderers were taped on CCTV. And now another twist, supposed American involvement in the funding of the assassination.
The Wall Street Journal reported that money transfers made through the U.S. companies have been discovered during an investigation into the murder of Hamas official Mahmoud al-Mabhouh in his hotel room in Dubai. The companies include internet-based businesses that process payments between employers and freelance employees into prepaid cash card accounts. The suspects in the killing reportedly used the U.S. accounts to pay for airplane tickets and hotel rooms. Earlier this year, Dubai authorities identified 13 U.S. cash card accounts they said the suspects used in the operation. They say they're certain Israeli agents carried out the killing. Over 30 suspected operatives of Israel's intelligence agency Mossad are said to have been involved in Mabhouh's assassination. The suspects were caught on the Dubai airport surveillance tape and also that of the hotel room where Mabhouh was residing. The Israeli agents are widely believed to have used forged passports from Britain, France, Ireland, Australia and Germany to go to Dubai to carry out the killing. Following the revelation, the countries lashed out at Israel for the forgery. The EU also criticized Israel for the use of fake passports, but stopped short of condemning it for carrying out the terrorist operation in another country. Many believe the European Union's failure to take legal measures against Tel Aviv would embolden Israel's campaign of international terror and assassinations.
Well, I'd like to welcome my guest for this part of the program, retired Army General from Beirut, Mr. Hisham Jaber. Thanks so much for being with us. So, Mr. Jaber, now American websites that have employers transferring money to employees in remote locations have been the ones implicated in the funding of this assassination. What's your take on all of this?
It's not clear yet, and in my opinion, we have to wait and to see before we make any judgment about the final investigation concerning the assassination of Mabhouh in Dubai. As we know, and all evidence until now, they do believe that Mossad did hire maybe some employees in the Mossad, and maybe they also hired some people, which we call them killer by contract, to participate in this crime or this assassination. And until now, as an observer, I do not believe why should they hire 35 people, to kill someone who is without, his living or staying in Dubai without any even bodyguard. There is something, question mark about this crime.
What do you think? Why do you think is the reason? Let me interrupt you then. You brought up a point. Why do you think that is the case, that so many people were involved in this?
Really, I don't. I always wonder, and ask this question. And I said, if I were in their place, I wouldn't hire such number of those people. Because every time when you have a great team, the problem will be bigger also. If you have a small team, especially the Mossad, has a lot of experience of killing, in the last five decades. And we found this crime, in my opinion, and I said this in many mass media, it's stupidity, in my opinion, in a political point of view, and especially if in the execution of the operation, especially when they use, false passport, and especially also from countries who are supposed to be allied to Israel.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr. Jaber. Let me interrupt you right there. You're saying that if Israel is involved and they did it like this, it's a case of stupidity. However, with the situation at hand, it has assassination took place in January. And now still no one has been charged for the murder. Is it possible that if Israel is involved in this, perhaps there's a sense of invincibility, that nothing will happen to it?
Yes, Israel did not recognize and did not deny, like always. But based on the declaration of the head of the police of Dubai, and he did accuse the Mossad, you know, clearly. And we were waiting, and we heard 2 weeks ago that he, the authority in Dubai, is going to send to the Interpol a list of criminals, and especially Israeli, must be arrested by the Interpol all over the world, and we didn't see that yet. And now we hear, you know, and some involvement in some private sector American in this. I am not surprised, because I know that there is a cooperation in the intelligence matter between United States, some private sectors, like they do, you know, they use killer by contract. And we don't know yet if those killers are working as employee for the Mossad, or some of them, and the other part are killer by contract, were used specially and absolutely and only for this this crime, this operation, which in my opinion may lead to nothing. Because if we hear every day something new in the investigation and there is nothing decisive yet, after 8 months, it may not, you know, it may not lead to anything concrete. We have to ask this question of Mr. Dahi Khulaifan, the head of the police of Dubai, who I was following his statement, you know, every time. And until now, we didn't see anything concrete, and we didn't see any list of criminals given to the Interpol, or list of accusation to specific people must be done, you know, after 8 months of investigation.
Now, Mr. Jaber, do you consider the assassination of Mr. Mahbub, do you consider that as an act of terrorism?
Of course. Of course it's an act of terrorism.
Okay, so if it's an act of terrorism, let me, I just want to continue now. With the new allegations that have come up about American companies being involved, you said you're not sure if anything is going to happen, because it's been so long now, 8 months since the assassination. However, the U.S. has strict laws about Americans or anyone else, any nationals, being involved, especially in funding terrorism. Do you think that such an act, what has been done, a terrorist act, and if the American companies are involved, do you expect them to do anything about it?
No, we have to be clear about this and to be really concrete. State terrorism is something, it's not new. Israel has made state terrorism for a long time, for five decades. If you talk about the Mossad, Mossad is not only a service to get information. Mossad has also a team, you know, to kill. And they did assassinate many personalities, would say Palestinian Arabs and scientists, and et cetera, et cetera. If you're talking now about the American private sector, who is killer teams, yes, we learned that Blackwater, which changed its name to XI or Z now, made a lot of assassination in Iraq. Why? Why it's a private sector? Why using a private sector? According to the American laws, to the American Constitution, I don't think the American official system can do such dirty job. But they allocate this to a private sector, like Blackwater, for example. You know, the reputation of Blackwater was not at all good, and that's why the Blackwater has been changed in the administration and some directors, and they changed also the name to XI, and they call it Z. And now they moved, you know, they did a lot of operations in Iraq. They moved to Afghanistan now, but the situation, geographical and political situation, is different. Now, I am not saying that Blackwater is responsible or did cooperate with the Mossad in this crime. I didn't say this, but the Mossad could, as I said, use private sector or a special person or killer by contract to participate and to cooperate.
Now, Mr. Jaber, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm almost out of town. Now, besides the Americans, the UK, Ireland, Australia, French, and Germany, they are also somewhat implicated or involved, let's say, because their passports were either used or forged during the assassination. Now, are you surprised at the lack of outrage because of the serious breach in security for these countries with their passports being forged?
Yes, those countries pretended that their passport are not real passport. The Mossad or any service, you know, or any authority who did this operation used false passport. Those passport, you know, is not the real passport, because we have being surprised to see the real person who has the same names, who are surprised that they use their names and their passport. And it's up to their countries, which you're talking about, United Kingdom, France, and Germany, and Deutschland, and Australia, et cetera, et cetera. Those countries who maintain a very tight and very excellent relation with Israel, they are supposed to watch, you know, the Israelis, not to let them enter to their country like they are, you know, before, because for their own security, not for the security of other countries. It's their problem. Now, those countries must be careful and must blame Israel. If Israel, you know, which, as I said, did not recognize this crime for multiple reasons. So now the problem is between those countries supposed to be allied to Israel and Israel. On the other hand, however, the Dubai must finish the investigation and to put the finger on the right person who did this crime.
Okay, I am so sorry, but we're out of time. Retired Army General from Beirut, thank you so much for being with us. And as always, viewers, we thank you for being with us. And hopefully we'll see you same place, same time right here tomorrow for another close-up look at tomorrow's top stories. I'm Marzia Hashimi, signing out from Tehran. Thank you and goodbye.